Annie Jennings, PR, is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media with her vision and insight, revolutionizing publicity as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings, PR. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, like AOL.com, TheStreet.com, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who is known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry. And they say that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, thank you so much for all you do and continue to do for your community of authors and experts.
Wonderful, and thank you, Stacey. And everyone knows Stacey is a national publicist. She is on the front lines of publicity every day, and she's out there kicking it up a notch, reporting back in, so everything she says is directly from her daily activity with the media. And of course, Brian, thank you so much for sponsoring this event. We love our appearances here on the Speaker Match Teleseminar Series.
People love hearing from you guys.
Oh, thank you. All right then, so how to make sure everyone knows your name. A little later in the teleseminar, we have a special guest coming on. He's an average Joe, and his name, just by the way, is what? Okay, I'll let you guess. It actually happens to be Joe. And yeah. I love this story, and we have many stories like this. We have story of people who come to us with potential. That is, they've built something for themselves, but they're just like everyone on the line, most likely. He came to us with experience. You'll be surprised how simple this formula really is. He came to us with experience, with credentials. Okay, so he knew he had actually about 25 years of experience, but I feel anything between 8 to 10, even 5 plus, positions you nicely. 15 years positions you nicely. 20 years, 25 years positions you beautifully, of course. Right, Stacey? When you're with the media, that's when we present to the media, obviously we build a case for yes.
Right.
And using the experience is a very strong advantage, gives us a strong advantage. All right, so Stacey, when you're pitching the media, years in business becomes important.
It does. It does. You know what it lets the media know? This is what it tells the media. It tells the media, number one, that you are secure in your industry. If you're able to spend 15 or 20 years, right, in your industry, you're going with the ebbs and flows. You're able to hang in there. You are weathering all the changes. You're evolving along with your industry. And guess what? You know now where the industry was then. And because you've been there and you've, you know, walked this path with everyone in your industry and the new developments and the cutting edge research and all these things, mm-hmm. and so on, the ups and the downs, you're able to anticipate the next steps as well. You're more seasoned as an expert. So it's very, very good to have, as Annie said, any kind of round number, you know, any of 5, 10, 50, you know, those kind of things. When you could say a decade of experience, of course, that sounds a lot more powerful than 8 years. You know, so that's when we say almost a decade, right? So you're right. So we're able to make the case for you, and this is what I know that a lot of the audience here on with SpeakerMatch.com and Brian know, that we're big proponents of stacking your media bio, and that's what it's about. That's one of the pieces of the platform wheel, is your experience. And, you know, that can really come in handy for you. Right, Annie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So stacking the media. And we're going to read Joe's bio in a little while, too, so you can see how it's grown using the media and the media's positioning, all right, so that everyone knows your name. Now, another thing, he had credentials, all right? So he did get his certifications. This is a financial industry person. No big fancy Harvard degree, but certainly certification to show that he had the academic background, the academic perspective. What the media wants to hear is, from what perspective is the expert presenting the information? Now, the perspective comes from the education and the experience. Those are the two keys to perspective. It's where you learned your craft and how, what your degree is, and your experience. Do you necessarily have to have a degree? No, you don't necessarily have to have a degree. You can have certifications. All right, those are very strong. most industries offer them. And you can have experience. Again, experience is very strong too, especially 20 to 25 years of experience. So credentials and experience become important. And they want, again, the media wants to know the academic perspective. Like, is he coming from, a college perspective, a professorship perspective, an educator, a Wharton MBA? These are all important. And the stronger you can position yourself, that is, stack your media bio, again, the stronger you are in the eyes of the media. And as we know, one of the keys to being everywhere at all times, to have everyone know your name, is they have to see you everywhere at all times. And you need what they call touch points. That is, points when you come into your target market's range. That is, they notice you. Now, they may not hire you the first day they notice you. In fact, rarely will that happen. People like the whole certainty model. But back to Joe. Actually, just to move on, he came with experience and credentials, and he came with a very strong desire. He came with a desire to do this. He was ready. He wanted to invest in media, and he wanted to get out there. So he was actually an excellent candidate, one, our favorite client type of client, because he really wanted to move fast. He wanted to move up the ladder, straight up the ladder. And Stacy, in our company, we do believe, and this is one of my favorite things I like to say, is that I believe, now my mother always used to say you have to crawl before you can walk, but I always disagreed, okay? And I always said, no, I like to run. That's the kind of person I am. I'm an entrepreneur. And people who are out there, you know what I'm talking about, right? So I believe that you can hit the ground running. We believe that here at Annie Jennings PR and have crafted the programs accordingly. But I also believe in the ladder principle. And the ladder principle is that you build on solid foundation and you climb the ladder to success. But I have to say, it's very much okay with us if your ladder goes straight up to the top. In fact, we prefer it that way. We like you to keep adding accomplishments, media appearances, continue to reach your audience in meaningful ways. These are important in the ladder principle. So the ladder principle is terrific. And just keep that in mind in terms of moving up the ladder and go straight to the top. And Joe was perfect for this. This is what he wanted for himself. So he's just, again, a typical author, all right, not a major publisher. And just very, very much typical in what he came with. Although he came with a lot, we noticed, and we packaged, and we developed, and helped him find his voice. And he's going to come on and tell his story, so you're going to hear it exactly from him, too. He's not on the line right now. So he invested in the ladder principle, and did an extremely good job. And he had a great attitude, a pleasure to work with. Just very nice. The media loved him, a pleasure. If we needed talking points by a certain point, they were in. And this is a busy guy, too, because he's running his own firm. He's running his own financial firm where he's located. And he's busy working, seeing clients, building business, getting more business, servicing the business he had. He's more, very much a consultant, small business type of author, expert, and businessman. So he had to do all that and manage the media. And managed the opportunity. So he kept his eye on the ball. So he was very much high energy. We're going to have to ask him, Stacy, when he comes on the line, how he kept so centered with everything that he had to do, but always
amazing.
Centered, always in good humor,
right.
Always reachable, had a good support staff. Stacy,
you
have
to,
right?
You know what? Especially during these times, I mean, we're talking about some really harrowing type of financial times, right, that he is in. So not only is he ready to go with the credentials and so on and willing to commit, you know, Annie was talking about investing, and this, you know, investing time, investing in himself, and he's able to do that because he has the end game in mind, and he's still working towards that. You know, we're always working towards it every single day to be everywhere at all times, to try and get everyone to know your name, become that household name in this type of industry. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. So he did have the energy. And we talk about, you know, having that endless energy. He's obviously working within his passion, which everyone, I'm sure, on the line knows that it's really important to do that, because you just seem like every day is a new day to take on the challenge, make it happen, keep building, keep climbing the rungs of that ladder. You know what's funny? And Annie and I, you did not discuss it. We did not discuss this before the teleseminar. But you were talking about the next accomplishment and getting that to your next step. Kind of reminds me, if anybody was on the line, of being Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, right? You had these challenges and you earned your patch, your badge of honor. And that's what, like, these accomplishments are. And for me, and I know if we're, you know, reverting back to when we were kids and we just loved accomplishing these things, you know, it was really wonderful to have that sense of, oh, I did this. This is great. So, you know, Joe is able to do that, has done that, and again, has the energy to keep on going. And we talked a lot about everyone knowing your name, of course, being everywhere at all times. The question is, why is this important? Why do people select you over others, over your competition? And we found that even in PR in the media, the one thing that sets other people apart is that certainty factor. Annie mentioned that before, the certainty factor. Okay, what certainty does is this gives the person that you're talking to, you know, the media we're talking about today, but your clients, you know, anyone in life, your family, whatever, if you give them certainty, you have the assurance that they are getting their money's worth, their time's worth. They have the knowledge that you can actually deliver the outcome that they're looking for. And how do they know that if they're just looking at you? How do they know that, all right? Because you're providing them with evidence. Okay, so that's the key here. We're talking about everyone knowing your name, all right, being everywhere at all times, is having that certainty factor in place. When you talk to people, they know they're talking to the expert. They know that the information that they are getting is important, and they need to take notes. They need to write this down. But they are assured that they're going in the right direction. So the evidence, the certainty, the insurance, that is the foundation that we're building that everyone needs to know your name principle on. So, Annie, do we want to start with the principles behind that successful everyone knows your name strategy?
All right, terrific. So principles behind a successful everyone knows your name strategy. Flight to quality is happening right now. It's also known as will you be there tomorrow? How many people on the line right now are listening would put their money in a brand new upstart bank? Nobody, right? It's even when you're talking about banks, because they're not entrepreneurs generally in the spirit that we are all entrepreneurs on the line. And it's very difficult to invest anywhere right now because the certainty is gone. The confidence is gone. So you see how the important confidence is when someone's making a choice? It's important. Confidence plays a very big role. And right now, and as it says, you know, as many people believe, the economy's fallen off a cliff, confidence is gone. And that's the value. You can see it now. This is impacting us all, and it's because no one has any belief right now, and you can see how quickly it changes the dynamics of everything in play. So the big question right now is, will you be in business tomorrow? So anyone who's been in business, especially an entrepreneur, right, this is why the amount of years you've been in business has a lot of value right now. And anyone who's been in business, and especially people like us, an entrepreneur, we are prepared and we don't have any trouble meeting these challenges of the economy. Because we've been in business, we've seen cyclical recessions, we've seen things happen, we've understood the value of money, of investing, of cash flow, of overhead. We have a history of success, we've been in business a long time, we've met payroll, we've developed clients, we've developed a community. See, that's the value. When you're doing business with somebody who has a long history of success, you're buying all this solid rock solid foundation. You don't know you're buying it, presumably. You know, it's not hanging out there on a banner somewhere like, I've invested in my staff, I've invested in my community, I've invested in my equipment, I have money to pay all my bills, I'm not going. You're not announcing it that way. The fact that you're surviving and thriving after 15 years, 20 years, means you did it right and you well prepared for this recession over a year ago. A year ago, the signs were very clear that we were moving into a recession. And a year ago was a time, even before that, 18 months ago, was very clear, all right, to people who are entrepreneurs. So the fact that you're working with people who have been in business a long time is very powerful. It's a good investment for your money. Entrepreneurs with experience certainly don't go out of business in bad times. They have the nature of, they're an entrepreneurial spirit. It's the nature of an entrepreneur to survive, right? People hire and buy services from those they know and trust. And the more they see your name, and we've heard that before, but think about it right now. Right now you understand the difference between putting money with somebody you believe in and putting somebody when you're not money with somebody you're not sure if you're going to lose your entire investment. That's the difference. That's the difference in buying a set of deliverables. You are certain you are going to get them. And that's the difference between also putting money more in a gambling situation. You're not sure if you're going to get any outcome, right? You've always heard me say, create a set of deliverables for your clients that they can bring to the bank, and you'll be in a very strong position, competitively speaking, versus others who offer promises or the possibility of a success. Well, you're buying the process, but you're not buying the results. I'll try. Not I will, I'll try. That's not a good business model. Trying is not a good business model. You should be able to quantify results for people. So everyone knowing your name means they've seen you many, many times. They have touch points with you. They've been in your community for a long time. They've gotten to know you over time, respect you over time. And this is important to surviving and to having that strength of your reputation and your character enter the room well before you enter the room. All right, and that's the idea. When people know your name, they know your brand name. They know what you stand for. And that comes from consistency over time. For example, some people, well, Stacey, you've got the mattress example mm-hmm. we can go into. All right, yep. No one wants to spend money on an unknown entity or a quick act now or it's gone strategy. I really want to, Stacey, I'll give it to you in a second. I want people to understand the responsible marketing strategy. Responsible marketing means you're talking in deliverables. It's the truth. You're not resorting to quick now, act on today, it's gone. And for 5 more minutes, you can get it for 30% off. Racket. And no one likes to be treated that way. We like to buy, but we like to buy responsibly. We like to buy deliverables.
All right. Yeah, and that's
over
and that's
you. And
true.
Joe's going to be calling in soon. We're going to hear from Joe.
Yeah, he should be calling in any moment. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about this example because I think it's something everyone can relate to and really understand what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, seeing and buying from someone who you understand and know and trust. And not someone who you think is involved with shyster sales, right? That's building their marketing and their business on that flimsy foundation, that house of cards, that, hey, listen, I'm going out of business. Buy everything now. And I know that I get, and I'm sure a lot of you get in your junk mail, these newspaper flyers for furniture stores or mattress companies that are selling and going out of business. You know, every 2 weeks they're going out of business, and they've got the lowest prices and the lowest prices and the lowest prices. Well, that doesn't necessarily make me feel good about buying from them, where they think I'm stupid, right? You know, it just is not built on good foundation and good principles and certainty that, hey, listen, are they giving me the best price for what I'm doing? Am I investing in there? No. You know, so when I did have to go buy my mattress, I went to a reputable, everyone knows the name, right? It's true. Everyone knows the name of the store that I went to. I went to Macy's because they had quality products. I did know their name, and they were reputable. And so certainty and assurance, integrity, and people knowing your name is so important. And it applies to really all areas, everything that we do in life.
Absolutely, and I think it's important. So in terms of the principles behind a successful everyone knows your name strategy, there's some questions that you may want to ask yourself. And very, very simple questions. Are you consistent in your marketing and your communication with your target market? Are you top quality in everything that you do, say, send? Are you consistent over time? You also want to ask yourself a question. Does your target market see your name everywhere? We know that clients may not act immediately when they see your name the first time, second time. Although seeing you consistently over time years, actually, years. People who come, they say, I've been on your email for years, and I'm finally ready to go. I said, terrific. You know, they know what they're buying. They know who I am. They have no problem putting up their money because they know they're going to get a result. We've proven it over time. So if you're not able to answer yes to these questions, you do need to do some work. It's called platform building, so it's okay because now the weakest link is being tested, and you're going to find out where you forgot to build up your strength, and then you can take action now to start building in these areas even as we speak. So I know that I'd just like to say responsible communication is a key. I'm seeing a lot of emails come over about all of a sudden, people are in these new areas of business. It's like they suddenly decide, well, if this isn't working, let me try something else that might work. It's actually amusing that I'm seeing these desperate attempts to earn income using email, okay? So, I mean, that's certainly not going to happen to our client base or to anybody who follows our business philosophies. You need to be consistent over time and continually build your business in a responsible format. And don't suddenly change your business model because the economy has changed to a money grab. Nobody's going to respond well to that. If you're not strong enough now to withstand this economy, you know you have some work to do. And you want to now continue to build so that you're strong. And you can be strong over time. You can be successful during a failing economy. You need to just provide deliverables. Products people want and can use to empower themselves and allow them to earn more money. It's that simple. All right, everybody, this is our Joe. We were talking about you earlier.
Uh-oh.
All good things, Joe.
Yeah, we were saying good stuff, and we were saying you are our ideal client.
I'm the poster child this month.
Of which we have many,
every
though.
Every month.
Yes. We have wonderful clients, a lot like Joe, and as we were saying, Joe came to us with a lot of talent, a lot of experience, a lot of credentials, a strong desire to get out there, lots of talent, lots of ambition and desire, a great attitude, a pleasure to work with.
Well, thank you. You guys have been as well, though, so.
Aw. Well, that's very nice of you to say so. So what we wanted to talk to, we wanted to outline, Joe, how you managed to go from somebody who's very strong in their business model to being somebody who's really known across the board now in the media. And we wanted to just outline the strategy and the events that occurred for you.
Well, I think the message has always been the same in my business from my standpoint for the last several years, but it's just it is the fact of getting out there so that more and more people can hear about it. And, you know, how do you go about doing that? And that's where my publisher and I got together and said, look, we need a firm like Annie Jennings to really take it to the next level and get the message out there in areas that you're not able to get that contact with. And, you know, as you well know, we started out doing some radio stuff at first, and boy, that quickly moved into TV and now national TV, and it's really, really done a wonderful thing for our book sales and the message, for that matter.
Terrific. So I wanted to start with the radio because, well, actually, Joe, you said one thing that's important is that areas that you could not get into yourself. Remember, there's a lot of authors and experts out there. In fact, there's 1.2 million authors who all want the same thing that Joe wanted. They wanted media coverage for themselves and their book as well. And all those people are trying to get to the media. It's very difficult to get through. Now, as professionals, you think I'm a good marketing to you guys, right, to my community. Well, and they can say that if I'm consistent, I'm there, they can count on me. Well, imagine how we must market to the media, where we can turn and book on a dime. One phone call, our clients can get right in the door. We don't have to do anything. I can't say anything else, but there's a lot that went into that. A lot of years of positioning, of building a reputation with the media, of crafting our clients, of developing our clients, managing our clients. And Joe, you're a perfect example because when you came to us, we started with radio, and radio was a very good venue. We like radio because it allows you a lot of deliverables. That is, you can develop your voice. You can develop your opinions. You start to learn what your key message is more in touch with really what you want to share. Is that correct for you?
It is. And I can also say that when you hit on the point of to get out to these and you make one phone call, and sometimes you have that connection. There's been several times, because I travel all over the country, that you know, I'd call and say, I'm going to be here on this time tomorrow, and within an hour, you've got me two or three radio things, or even a TV thing in that matter, in a matter of an hour to do in that particular market. So it has been a wonderful experience.
It's terrific, and I'm going to talk about how we were able to do that for you as well. So again, see, when you're working with a strong, solid company, our name is everywhere. You know that we have the power to do that. Just, it's inherent in the fact that you know who we are means that we have the power to get the job done. Okay, when everyone knows your name, it's inherent. You wouldn't know my name if I couldn't get the job done. I'd be out of business. So radio was a good starting point for Joseph Leonard, author of Retirement Vault, A Guide to Protecting Your Assets in an Age of Uncertainty. Now, this book was published in 2008, so it's a brand new book. And guess what? Perfect timing. Because Joe was able to now move his experience, wisdom, and credentials to the most important topic. One of the five top topics in everyone's radar right now is what to do with your retirement savings. Now that so much has been lost in the market, at every step of the game, Joe is there to actually give advice on a day-to-day basis of what you should be doing. So he quickly became a thought leader because he didn't resort to theory or what should work, right? He was in our packaging strategy, in our strategy of development and expanding an effort and an expert so that they can react to the media in a meaningful way. And Joe was able to do that in every step of the way, say, this is what you should be doing today that makes the most sense in this turbulent marketplace, this turbulent economy. And if you have lost everything, that now after all was said and done, and if you have lost everything, how do you rebuild? So Joe became a valuable voice to the media because the media has to cover what's important to its listeners or their viewers or their readers, or they're going to lose everybody.
Yeah, and I would tell you, I contribute a lot of our book sales, you know, to the media side of what I've done, not just the speaking events. And, you know, now it's at 25,000 plus books in a matter of, I don't know, a couple months, in the last couple of months, being on the bestseller with Amazon is mostly contributed to you guys. I mean, I kind of chuckle about it because it's the same message I've had a long time ago. It's just, you know, it's the difference of selling, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 books that you can personally get out there to people to selling tens of thousands of them, and the publisher loves you for that too.
Exactly. See, also remember now, again, you're working with professionals, so I'm proud of the fact that, you know, our company is so strong. And what we do with Joe is media training and teaching him how to answer a question during an interview that serves his message, that serves his listener, and that also serves his desire to sell books. Now remember, we're not all about selling books. We're not saying, how many books can I sell today? You know that's not our goal. We don't mind if you do. We're happy if you do. And we do craft it so that you can sell as many as possible. We're more, how can I help people today? And notice, with that mentality of how can I be the most service to my community today, you naturally sell books. The proof is in the pudding. And Joe is, of course, from his own, you're hearing him say it directly. You're not hearing me saying that you're going to sell books. The outcome is that you will be very successful when your attitude is not how much money can I make today or how many books can I sell today. Right? It's,
well,
how can I be of service?
And there is a credibility factor that when I speak at my engagements, you know, all over the country in different things, when people say, I heard you on the radio, or I saw you on TV two nights ago, you know, talking about this, that's why I came. You become more of an authority figure in your field if they can see it and they can hear it. I mean, I don't want to say that you're not, you may not be the authority, but the perception is that, hey, if I can see it, feel it, touch it, you are. And that goes a long way with my clients anyways.
Yes, exactly. It's very important to have that type of exposure because people make judgments on what they see, on what they hear, and on what they touch. And I like that Joe always came from his heart. Now, everyone knows, I mean, Joe, my community is vast, as you know, and I've done these teleseminars. I've done over 500 of them. And most people who listen understand that we're more than a strategy. We're not just a strategy, and I don't like people who trivialize the importance of really caring about what you're doing and being an all-heart type of person, person who cares about the message, cares about the outcome, and trivialize it into a strategy. Well, today's big buzz strategy is to care. You know, no, we're not going to do these strategies just because they're supposed to make us money. The idea is to really be your message, be the ball. No, really be your message. And you see, in Joe's case, he cares about the outcomes of his community, and he really is behind everything that he says and does, and he's an all-heart type of expert, somebody who cares more about the message than anything else, more about helping people make the right decisions that are going to empower them rather than any other decision. So he's our all-heart, typical, fabulous client that we would like every client to be. To understand the process comes from getting out there with your message, trusting in the outcome, and staying socially relevant. And I think that's important. And I wanted to talk to, again, so then Joe went from radio, and then from radio, once Joe developed his voice, and this is the behind-the-scenes things, Joe, that you may not have realized was happening, but we're strategizing now on next level publicity. We like radio because it gets the expert very used to speaking with the media, their thoughts are together, they can perform under a certain amount of stress. All right, radio is a mild stress factor because you can have your notes, you're on a telephone, you're not in person on TV. So now we wanted to build Joe to the next level. All right, so we're strategizing behind his back, of course. But, you know, we're asking him for talking points, tying into new stories, and we're starting to position him by using his accomplishments in radio. So when we first started moving out into the major media now, we were able to name drop ABC Radio Network. Stacey, what are some other big ones? Wall Street Radio Network, I think WABC in New York City.
Yes, big market stations in Cincinnati and all over the country, Sacramento.
Big market,
so many
radio
big markets,
stations,
yep.
Right, mm-hmm. That people would recognize. We were able to name drop them in the pitch. In fact, we often led with them. Now, of course, you know, Joe, of course, you weren't aware of how we were getting all these things. We were applying your media, your name-dropping media that people recognize, to position you as somebody who has already been recognized as an expert by other recognized media. Very strong. And then, of course, we pull in your accomplishments, your specialty, your years of experience, your certifications, your honors, your awards. Again, does that sound familiar? His platform. Then we pull in his platform, and now his point of view. Okay, so you see how we're building a case for our experts at all times. And the case is he's qualified. Other media thinks so as well. And he wouldn't have gotten on these shows if he wasn't qualified, by the way. We can accomplish a lot, but if the client's not qualified, we certainly can't accomplish anything that is not real, that doesn't have a solid foundation. So he packaged and developed so that he became very strong in his area of expertise. All right, and then applied his experience to the media, and then his point of view. So, Joe, about your point of view, right, remember the stories that we would send to you and ask you to comment on these stories of the day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Susan especially.
Laughing, you know.
I mean, I know, because there's always different points of views out there, and you see a story written by a journalist in, you know, a Wall Street Journal or someplace else that totally conflicts or is misguided, skewed one way or the other, and it's very easy to come up with content to rebuttal that or put your point of view out there. And I know Susan is, sometimes I would write stuff down via internet to her, and I say, I'm sorry this is so lengthy, but I'm really passionate about this side.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you'd have to condense it.
Oh, and it was never a problem. You could write a book and send it over. We're happy to get your point of view, because it's the point of view now that creates the segment, that
right.
Creates the commentary, Right. So we created his point of view, or he created his point of view. We don't do the talking for our authors or experts. They do their own messaging. It's our job to expand the author or expert and allow the author or expert to discover their messaging. Joe, you absolutely were very experienced. Other authors and experts need a little help in understanding who they are and how they can contribute to the news of the day. All right, and that's our job, and that's what we do. And it's a deliverable, and nobody, of course, pays us unless we're able to do that, so obviously we can do it. We're good at it. So we established his point of view early on, and we applied it to the news. Now think about this. Are you starting to think that this is a pretty cutting-edge expert? This is somebody who can discuss the current breaking news that maybe is happening right now over the wire services. Let's say a wire service is saying, did you hear XYZ Bank just folded? Well, in 5 minutes, we would be connecting with Joe, asking him for his point of view on this particular event and what people who had funds in these banks should do. Let's assume that was his exact area of expertise. Or the market crashes one day, we would say, if you lost 20% of your investment, now over 50%, what should you do? See, as the news is unfolding. But now you're starting to understand how he could do it. He could do it because he's engaged in the process, trained by himself and self-discipline, but also encouraged by our process of developing and expanding an expert as well.
Well,
and an expert publicist.
It's taken us to me personally in a level of where we push people to the book website. The book website has now become a media center of credibility.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of my speaking events and a lot of the corporations now that we're looking at having me come speak to their group, it's allowed me to raise my rates a lot to say, you know, you can go to my website, you look at the book website, and, you know, it's got the Forbes and the Fox News and all these other clips on there that they can look at and say, well, wow, okay. You know, again, it's that perception of he's been on all these things, so now we can use him to his fullest ability.
Exactly, because of the certainty factor.
Right.
See, the wraparound factor, it all comes back to certainty. Now we have proof. Now who's going to hire him? Right, and then now, Joe, yeah, you can raise your rates for sure, because people don't, it's not about the money, it's about the deliverable. And at the level of that Joe's playing his game, you know, people aren't, when they're hiring to speak, it's not so much about the money. It's about what am I going to get for my money so I can justify the investment, and I don't get in trouble for hiring somebody who can't deliver the outcome.
Right, when they've got 1,000 people or 1,500 people in a room for me to speak to, there's going to be, 800 of them that want to know why I'm qualified to be there.
Exactly.
And what have you done that my corporation just spent X amount of thousands of dollars to have you come talk to us? You better be delivering a good message, but you better be qualified for it as well.
Exactly, and just the process of allowing you to expand your message, get booked on the media, has really supported now your speaking business. Now, many of the people on the line today are, in fact, Joe, very similar to you, extremely similar. They're speakers. They want what you have. All right, so it's very strong in that the strategy is simple. It's a strategy that if used day in and day out, consistently over time, you can build to the level of this amazing success that Joe has experienced and, of course, will continue to experience. And now, his website has become a media center where people really can go and get a very good feel for who they're about to hire. And a good feel meaning I feel good about hiring Joe.
Well,
Leonard, to be
and
my
the people
expert.
That are hiring me are typically not the CEO of the company. They're the HR development person. They're this, that person that they have to justify why they did that to somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, why are you spending this amount of money for a person to speak at our convention? And who is this guy? Well, look, here's what he's done. Okay, fine. You know, it's a justification process.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the people who are hiring me or taking that risk.
Exactly. And the latter principle, even in your speaking, the latter principle is at play. In the media, if he didn't do radio, we couldn't have positioned him for bigger media. If he didn't then land that that intermediate level of media, we couldn't position him for the big media. And then, oh, what we love the most is that he landed the number one wire service in the world twice, at least twice. He could probably do it more, at least twice, and wound up almost everywhere.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, the distribution was amazing.
I had people from all over the country calling me saying, "Holy crap, I saw you in the paper today."
Exactly, and you know what? We got a great quote from Joe's office that said, "You know what, Joe, we're so proud. Joe is finally getting the national recognition we knew he deserved, but was finally able to get to." So your own staff is very proud of you, too.
Well, yeah, they're nice people.
Yeah, they are. They're nice people. So you see the ingredients here? Easy to work with, an excellent staff, understands the process, is willing to work with the process, not butt heads with the process, not say, "I can't give you my talking points, you should know them by now." You know, we do get that occasionally. Then we explain, well, we really want it to be your point of view. You see, we want you to develop, not us. I know, sure, I can answer for Joe. I happen to have a certification as a financial planner, Joe. Yeah, I reviewed all your answers, by the way. I'm an economist.
I don't want to give too much away to you then.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no. Well, I had to make sure. I had to make sure you were right. No, you were great. All your stuff was really good, and so we want to expand our experts, because at this point in time, I could basically answer for most experts because I have a lot of experience. But we wanted Joe to be strong, because he's the one who's up there on TV, not me. He's the one who's being interviewed by a Wall Street Journal journalist, or Associated Press journalist, or a Forbes journalist, or a Fox News producer and host. You've got to know your stuff, which is why the latter principle works. You are ready for your next level of growth.
Well, and I think an important thing too is, and for anybody who's listening, and I don't know how many people are listening or what their positioning is, but what I can say is, just be who you are, not who you think somebody wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're good at what you do and you're trying to get your message out in your particular field, it comes across if you're stiff and trying to do something you're not comfortable with or answer questions you're not comfortable with, but you have to be who you are and take their advice. I mean, take the your guys' advice, you know, and as far as the media training and how to answer questions and get your message across in that time period
sure.
that you're going to have, because the time period's going
right.
to be short.
And how to be socially relevant,
right.
how to apply your knowledge to the news of the day. You know, a lot of people, they think it's about the book, and really it's about the book being a showcase of their knowledge, and then bringing that book into life, creating it into a living, passionate being that's expressed through you, the author, now sharing your message with the media, right? And the media building you up so that you can create certainty in the people who are going to hire you, so you can then get hired by the big guns. The big companies that want to buy certainty, right, and an outcome. They don't want to buy a promise of a deliverable.
Right, and I recently just had to hire a person that's all they're doing now is managing my speaking engagements.
Which we love. We wanted to get to that because I love that. So now you're at the point where you have one person who now will continue the outreach. Do you see how we say apply your publicity to your marketing? Publicity is not a miracle, you know, everything's going to happen just because I get publicity. No. Remember, publicity is a tool. It is only one spoke of your marketing wheel, right? Definitely use your publicity to drive your marketing, to drive your speaking business. But publicity, you see the powerful component and catalyst publicity is to your marketing. So it's publicity that drives your marketing, and it's your marketing, right, that sells your speaking.
It does. You know, we get to use things like, you know, as seen on Fox News, as seen on Forbes.com, those type of things when in part of our marketing tools, and that brings credibility in people.
Mm-hmm.
To hear our message. All we want to do is be able to provide the message to them, and then they're going to make their choices of what they want to do. But it's in our saying, in the business of speaking engagements, you got to have butts in the seats to hear your message, or else you're never going to get anywhere.
Exactly. And, you know, this was a fast process for you, I have to admit.
Yeah, I think it was relatively fast. Man, actually, it was really fast.
I forget when you first signed out. I should pull up your original radio contract. I don't think it was that long ago. Do you remember?
I think it was October.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was around October or so that we got started
September,
with the radio.
October, when the market started to go south in a big way, that's when I was getting busy.
Yeah,
I had to get out there, right?
Mm-hmm. September 24th, we sent you the contract.
Okay.
And you moved very fast. So you see, we don't mind if your ladder goes straight to the top. We really don't matter. We don't mind at all. We want you to do that. We want that you. We believe in building of an expansion of an expert, and we like the ladder to go straight to the top. You don't have to crawl. I believe you don't have to crawl before you can walk. You have to walk before you can run. I say hit the ground running.
Right.
That's our philosophy here. And as long as you do so according to a proven formula, you can have what Joe has. Joe, do you think people who have what you have, you came with a basic skill set, which was excellent,
right.
Talent, experience, a very good topics that you were able to apply. Can others achieve what you've achieved?
Oh yeah, I don't see any. I don't see why not. I mean, it's if you know what you're doing in your particular business, getting the word out to people is the main thing. And in order to do that, you have to have the media exposure, and you have to have the credibility factor through the media exposure in order to do that. I mean, I look at the PR stuff that you guys do for me at this point is, I mean, it's in the budget. It is a cost of doing business to keep us relevant today and moving forward. It is strictly a cost of doing business that is going to set me apart from anyone else in my field. And that's the key in my particular business is you're either the best or you're just one of the guys or one of the gals. You know, you have to be at the top of your game if you're going to continue to move forward. And that's a cost of doing business in my view.
You know, that's a great point, and I love that because initially, right, this is why we look at PR as an investment. And this is why we offer guaranteed deliverables to help you make an investment, not an expense, right? Because you're getting something back. What did Joe get back? He got back media placements. Media placements beget media placements. He got back radio. We guarantee the radio. So he knew putting his money in, it was an investment. He was going to get an outcome. And by knowledge of knowing how to apply the outcome to bigger and bigger placements, every penny he spent with us has been an investment in something bigger and in himself. Until now, I'm sure, Joe, that you are earning much more than it costs you to keep up with all the placements we bring you.
Oh yeah, by far.
And we have a few more fun ones, too, coming up.
No.
Susan often says, I don't want to overwhelm him. I'll tell him in the next phone call what else we have.
That's okay. I'm always for it.
Oh, I know. She's so funny because she likes, you know, there's just some mellow between placements. But, yeah, we have another big one for you coming up. Susan's going to call you later on that one. This one's really big, though, because what this one's going to do, wow, it's good. It is going to get you on the desks of almost 1 million C-suite people can make choices, and human resource directors and leadership on their desks.
That's
with your
great.
Full contact information, right? Your full, in all your glory. That's good. When you can go straight to your market like that and showcase your knowledge, Joe, you're going to get to write an article for us. And showcase your knowledge and have it wind up on the desks of CEOs and people who can actually hire you. And now Joe has a lot to hire. He can send them to the website to check them out. So again, it's a touch point now to the eventual market that you are targeting. So it's a very easy way to get out to a major market. And again, it's another publicity move. Another publicity placement, but it's an easy way to get out to a major market using the credentials of the magazine, okay? Because they have a great reputation within their industries, because subscriber-based. So the fact that you're in there, right, immediately gives you the credibility, because there always is in every single media placement. The media has the right to not accept somebody that we deliver to them. They do their own due diligence. Just because we say they're good doesn't mean they're going to believe us. We prove it. We give them evidence. We prove it. We know your site inside and out. This is why we don't want red flags on the site, like the buy me red flag. So they think you're nothing but, you know, trying to use their media as an outlet for sales. we're very cautious in presenting you to the media. We use everything that we have and avoid any red flags. Or, of course, those of you who worked with us know that we know your sites inside and out and advise accordingly. So now you're able to land on the desks of these major companies who now can circle back, because now there's a link back. I'm sure if we Google Joe's name, it would come up, you know, all over at this point. So that's just third-party proof that he's really good and knows what he's talking about. So once you get to Joe's point where you need a full-time person, and don't be afraid to invest. You know, Joe, maybe you could talk a little bit about fear of investing in services that can drive you forward. It's a big theme here in Annie Jennings PR. I want people to, we teach all hard business model, which is creating products that can drive other people's businesses to success, making your service an investment, not an expense.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, it got to the point where I said, look, you know I have a lot of corporations and I'm missing out on a lot of speaking engagements simply because my staff is busy doing what they do well, and you know, so I took the position of, look, I'm going to make an investment in a person for 3 or 6 months to really get me out to the corporations, an HR person who's going to have those contacts and manage my investment, so to speak, in myself and my speaking engagements, where, you know, I used to be charging, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a day for a speech, and now it's, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000. So it is an investment where I'm paying a commission base to this person. They have the contacts, they have the expertise in putting the contracts together, but I have to do absolutely nothing except give them the days that are available, you know, the 50 or 75 days a year that I'm going to do those speeches, and they go out and sell me, basically. And they use the tools that you guys have helped create via the website and all the media that's on the website to make me more viable and worth more to those. So, yeah, it was a little investment on my part to say, look, I'm going to pay X amount of dollars to get this set up and the videos and the other stuff that I have to do and the media behind it. But in the grand scheme of things, they can never take that away from me next year and the following year. I did those things. So it sets a path for years to come of being an expert in that field.
Pays dividends, you might say.
Yeah, it's going to pay dividends down the road, 2-3 years down the road.
It never stopped. Guaranteed dividends. Year after year.
I always say promises are made to be broken, but guarantees are forever.
Well, see, there you go. You know, I really do want to thank you so much. I felt that you're, just by you talking about your own experience, which is the experience of every author and expert can have the same thing. All right, especially speakers who are very talented, Joe, and very talented, very accomplished in so many areas. And it's our great pleasure to offer the information to other speakers and help them be more successful. It's always goes back to our mission statement of that we exist for the betterment of all. And the more successful we can help Joe become, the more successful we are in our hearts. That is, by living our mission statement, by seeing and experience our mission statement in motion. And we exist simply for the betterment of all. And that's what we do every day.
Well,
we get out there.
As a financial planner and an investment and economist person, I would tell your folks who are listening that the most important person you can invest in is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And even over the market, even over investing with someone like me, is in our state of the economy today and our financial outlook of the economy today is, if you're not investing in yourself, you're falling behind. And that's, in my feelings, and I sincerely say this from my heart, is that if I hadn't made that investment, I'd be falling behind in my industry. Not in any industry today, it's hard to stay above water right now. But you have to invest in where you have the most strength. And I will tell you, everybody that's listening has to feel that their best strength is themselves, not someone else. It's themselves. So you have to invest in that, and that's why you guys do what you do for me. So, you know, I appreciate you having me on because, you know, as you well know, I love to get my message across.
Exactly.
And if I can help anybody in any way, I'm always there for them. So.
Well, that's wonderful. I think you've helped a lot of people understand to keep going, invest in themselves, offer a strong deliverable, build on their experiences, adopt the ladder principle, head straight for the top, and invest in yourself. Offer guarantees and deliverables, no promises. Banish the word
right
from your vocab, from your marketing. get a marketing team, get publicity, apply your publicity, and go, and go.
Well, I'm going to go to my tea time.
All right, you go to bed. And have a, see, he's even golfing.
Right.
You know, in fact, we had a major TV for him the other day, and remember, we couldn't pull you away from
you. Right.
You had to show up for the golf.
I tried a couple of times. Yeah.
Well, it was a charity event, so I had to do it.
It was your own event, so you were sponsoring it, so we had to let him go to the golfing, to his own event. And you had to pass on that national TV. We had another one this weekend for him. But don't worry, they're coming. More is coming.
I want to thank you for having me.
We'll call you. Yes, thank you very much for being here.
Take care.
We'll see you next time, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.